صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Subhanallah, as we all are aware that Mi'raj is from among the great and marvelous miracles of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even explained the marvelous sceneries and observations to the heavens. He alayhi salatu wasalam have mentioned, beside and next to the door of Jannah, he seen a person with his hair combed, and beside him were people that had brightened faces, and next to them were people that had darkened faces as well. Those that had darkened faces had taken a bath in a river and came out clean. And after coming out clean from the first river, they dived into the second river. And after they came out of the second river, they came out even more purified. And then I witnessed that they then went into the third river. And when they came out of the third river, they were so purified and cleaned and cleansed that their complexion and color were turned bright as the other companions. So they went and sat next to their companions. I asked, O Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these people with dark complexion who dived into these three rivers? And who are these people with bright faces? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, the one who is sitting next to the door of Jannah with his hair combed is your grandfather, none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, and those with bright and radiant faces are those people who never mixed and contaminated their good deeds with evil ones. They never mixed their good deeds with bad deeds. Allahu Akbar. And those who have a touch of darkness on their faces, they are the ones who contaminated and mixed their good deeds with bad ones and evil ones. So Allah Azza wa Jal allowed them and made them take a bath in the first river, which had cleaned them. And that is the river of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second river, which made them even more purified, was the river of divine favor. And the third river that totally purified them and changed their complexion and color like their fellow companions are the river of Sharab and Tahura. Allah Azza wa Jalla had purified them and cleansed them from their sins simply because they repented in the dunya. They made sincere tawbah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, how amazing is this beautiful narration. Remember, turn towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Never ever contaminate your good deeds with evil ones. Keep yourself clean and purified and protected from sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla says about us turning towards Him in order that we may repent. He Azza wa Jalla says in the glorious Quran Pak, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And O Muslims, all of you turn in repentance together towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hope of attaining success. Allahu Akbar. So with this hope, we should turn towards our Rabb in order to attain success. A successful person is he who repents after committing sins with the hope of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we are insan, we are humans, and we commit sins and we then make tawbah, but we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya says so beautifully,
make
شرف عطا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.